Banner. Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are on fire on these topics tonight. I'm not restricting the subject matter, by the way. I'm just having quite a bit of good discussion in this first hour with our callers, talking about we started out talking about Hashem Talawi's email that was subsequently revisited and corrected concerning a satirical incident in which a Muslim student at Harvard, a third-year law student, winds up getting canned because she had the gall to question the Holocaust to reference the book on the Holocaust stories by Professor Richard Harwood is his book name, his authorship, and Ernst Zundel. So we talked about that and went right into the Liberty, the USS Liberty, and the investigations that are being called for even now to this day, occasional press coverage that we've seen, like the Chicago Tribune stories that have been coming out about the Liberty. We must never forget the Liberty Holocaust. And I don't think that we should allow any politician who goes to Washington to escape or dodge that question. Will you investigate the Holocaust that took place with our men, unarmed, defenseless sailors on a recon ship in the middle of international waters? Will you or will you not? Most won't even answer the question because it involves Israel, and they're frightened to death of Israel. They're frightened to death of what would happen to their political careers if they dared to do anything that would cost them political capital. Do you understand that? It's that simple. It's that simple. No, there's no logical reason in the world why we should support any nation, not just Israel. We should not support any nation. We can no longer support ourselves. My goodness, only an idiot can't see that, or a complete liar. And we've got enough of both. Common sense, ladies and gentlemen, common, ordinary horse sense. America is bankrupt. It's bankrupt financially, economically, politically, militarily, because we are bankrupt morally. And that is the reason for the treason. Let's get it straight. Let's realize why we're in the mess that we're in. It's just that simple. We don't need a PhD analysis. We don't need to bring down a committee or a commission to figure it out. We don't need a host of scholars. All we need to do is look to the scriptures. My goodness, and see for ourselves what is the cause of our malaise. Very simple. Ever learning and never coming to the truth, says the scripture. And that's where we find ourselves today. Fools as wise men, my friend. All right, we have the next break and plenty of time to talk when we come back. Mona will be next, and all of you on the lines, remember, we will take your call if you hang on, but don't chicken out. And we have a couple of available lines at 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number. Don't forget our support RBN number, 800-724-2719. During regular business hours, you call in if you wish to pledge a donation, if you wish to donate anything, or to buy. You can buy online as well at Republic. Remember, Republic Broadcasting, one word. .org. It's that simple. Click on and click on your donations, buying from Republic Trading as well. Be right back. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
All right, we're back now at 1-800-313-9443. And we'll get back to these other issues as well. Let me take a call now from Mona in California. Hello, Mona.
Hi, Rick. I am really interested in this story about Noor Algian, the Harvard law student who was expelled. And
yes,
you heard what
Hashem Talawi said?
No, I didn't, unfortunately.
Well, it was a satire. It was not really an actual particular case in point, but it was meant to highlight the fact that what goes on in institutions across America like Harvard and Yale and others is nothing more than punitive discrimination based on which particular group is offended the most by one's research, you see?
Is Hashem saying that she was not actually expelled?
No, she was not expelled at all. The story was actually meant as a satire. It was not an actual case of expulsion.
Hmm.
Yep.
But did you? And so all of these stories, all of these statements are lies that Dershowitz did not criticize her?
It wasn't so much that they were deliberate lies. They were made up as a story to try to highlight the fact that people like Dershowitz and others have attempted to blackball people and have done so successfully, like Professor Finkelstein, who, as you know, has been a professor. He has taught at universities, and he has written his own books on the Holocaust industry.
Right, and it says in this story about her it points out, it says that Finkelstein was ousted from DePaul University.
That's the one, DePaul, yes.
But I hope that it is a joke, but when I went to Associated Press and put a search on it, it gave you an error 404,
right.
Forbidden access, as opposed to the usual, which it says this doesn't show up. So I think Associated Press did print this.
Well, I don't know. They may have latched onto it, and then what they did was retract it when they could not have substantiated it. That's probably what happened, in all candor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I thought it was the real story.
It's all too real for many people who have had similar situations and have been fired from their job, their tenure removed, like Professor Finkelstein at DePaul. And there have been many cases, really, in schools and universities, high schools, where students have been punished, faculty have been called to account because they might have entertained the idea of a difference of opinion. In this Holocaust story.
How did Hashim Talawi figure out that it was a satire?
He didn't say, but he was informed by somebody who does read the emails and researched it and found out that it was not true. I just happened to latch onto it tonight, so I didn't have time to check it out myself. But that's why I put it on the air, and I cautiously said, we don't know if this actually happened. I just quoted it, and then he came on the air and told us that it was not.
Well,
because someone had informed him. And then he looked into it himself. He had the time to do it.
Okay, well, Rick, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I thought it was real, and I thought it should be talked about, and thank you for correcting me. I, of course, will continue further researching myself.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, it doesn't stop with this story, does it?
No, this is what they do. It could certainly happen.
Absolutely. I mean, you know and I know that this is the reason why Ahmadinejad was treated far more disdainfully than any of the butchers that George Bush could bring to Washington, who have the approval, a kosher approval, of the Zionists on their forehead, you see? That's the reason why anyone who comes to this country or in this country who speaks out about the captive nation that we have become to the Israeli lobby is brandished and branded as an anti-Semite or a bigot or a racist. That's the reason, because we know who is in control.
Yeah.
And that's the way the Bible says it is.
The best thing Ahmadinejad said was, when there's a conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians, countries should not be sending tens of billions of dollars to one side and not the other.
Well, yeah, everything that he said, basically, not every word, was something that I think most reasonable people could agree with him on.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not touting him as some sort of angelic being, because we can hold our own suspicions and questions about him, and that's not the point. It's what he was saying, not the messenger, but the message. Let's debate the message. But instead, they kill the messenger, don't they?
Yeah.
And they
sure
depict
do.
Him in villainous, vicious caricatures, cartoons, and so forth, making statements attributed to him that he never made.
Right, right. And
he never made the statement about, we are going to destroy Israel.
That's
right. He didn't say that at all. It was totally and completely false. And yet, in newspapers across America today, there was a cartoon by Greenberg that was, of course, published in hundreds of newspapers, basically saying exactly that false statement.
Oh, I know. The whole American
they keep repeating
media and use their
the big lie.
And use their lie to attack an innocent nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's astonishing how far
down. And they can get away with it because of the prince of the power of the air.
Right.
Satan.
Right. And I was just talking in my chat room about a quotation of Jesus's that tells us a little something about this, when he's going up with the cross and his followers, the women, are wailing, and he says, "Don't wail for me, wail for yourselves, because if this is what they do when the tree is green, think what they're going to do when the tree is dry."
Right.
Meaning, if I'm just planting the seed of knowledge of God being a loving being, and this is what they do to me, think what's going to happen when more and more people grasp what I'm teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we can expect worse, not better, until we get these demons under control.
Well, he's going to take care of that for us, my friend.
Well, he certainly will.
Yeah, amen. All right. Thank you, Mona.
Thank you, Rick. Bye-bye.
All right. Before we take more calls, I have to get in some more news articles. Mrs. Clinton backs a bill controlling funding for force against Iran. And this is an interesting story, and I think you will find this to be quite indicative of the duplicity of politicians. From TheHill.com, okay, leading the news, Clinton backs controlling funds for force against Iran. Now, this is by Elena Shore for yesterday, 2 days actually, for this past Tuesday. Senator Hillary Clinton on Monday signed on to a bill barring funding for military action against Iran without approval from Congress, offering a counterweight to an Iran measure she took heat from fellow Democrats for backing last week. Clinton co-sponsored a measure from Senator Jim Webb of Virginia prohibiting spending on military operations in Iran that have not received congressional authorization. Anti-war activists have hailed the Webb plan for restraining President Bush's ability to act unilaterally against Iran, which the administration has linked to attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq. All right. Well, I continue to support and advocate for a policy of entering into talks with Iran, because robust diplomacy is a prerequisite to achieving our aims, Mrs. Clinton said in a statement. I also support strong economic sanctions against Iran, including designating the Iranian Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organization to improve our leverage with the Iranian regime. Now, if that isn't double talk, my friends, what is? What do you expect from a dirty, filthy politician, right? Who wants to be president? Well, endorsing the Webb bill allows Clinton to balance her vote for an anti-Iran amendment added by Senators John Kyle and Joe Lieberman to the defense authorization bill just last week. Among other provisions, that measure encouraged Bush to classify the Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist group, alarming many Democratic base voters who viewed it as a veiled push for war against Iran. Clinton was the only Democratic presidential candidate to endorse Kyle and Lieberman's language, earning her a rebuke from some rivals during last week's debate. So Barack Obama missed the vote, of course, but his aides said afterward that he would have opposed the amendment. Obama has not signed on to Webb's bill or publicly commented on in recent months. Webb's measure could be offered as an amendment to this week's defense appropriations bill or called up as a freestanding measure. Once again, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I just had to give you that. And it is a joke. It is typical of duplicity on the part of these politicians like Hillary. Unbelievable. You know? Just incredible. All right, we have a break coming up, and then we'll be back with more callers, Ernie in Virginia, and your calls at 1-800-313-9443. Also, of course, we can't forget to oppose the Law of the Sea Treaty. You're being urged to call your senators to ask them and demand that they vote against ratification of the UN Law of the Sea Treaty in its current status or any status. It's known as lost, and boy, it should be lost. The Law of the Sea Treaty is bad news for America, very, very bad news for freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why it must be opposed, and these senators must vote no to disapprove of the treaty and not ratify this dangerous, dangerous treaty. All right? That and much more to come. Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, only on RBN.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Watch out for martial law.
And yes, indeed, we are back now, and we have a bevy of calls, so I'm going to try to get to them right away and move them right along. Ernie's first off in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and thank you for covering a wide range of subjects tonight. And,
yes.
I want to be quick. I could talk about the USS Liberty as a former Navy veteran.
That's right. That's right.
Personally saw the ship tied up in Portsmouth after the attack, mm-hmm. and when my first ship was decommissioned. And I personally knew of some sailors from that ship. But it reminds me of the state of the Navy in the 60s when we had close to 800 ships. At one time we had 800 to 900 ships, and today we have less than 300 ships. Tomorrow we will have less than 200 as we go towards this globalist one-world government,
mm-hmm.
and as this administration and certain senators and the majority sell us out to this lost treaty that President Reagan opposed.
Well, if we don't have a nation, why should we even have a defense?
Oh, I know.
We don't need a defense, right, if we have no more nation.
Right, but this treaty mm-hmm. will give the UN taxing authority.
That's it. That's
and
it.
Then with the taxing authority, the power to tax is the power to destroy, and they will use those monies to control not only the seas but the land and the Foreign Relations Committee. I don't know how that hearing went today. I didn't see any coverage on the mainstream media. I don't know the status, but I believe they're going to try to railroad this thing through. Mm-hmm. And in reading an article by Jane Chastain, Lost at Sea by WorldNet Daily, she talks about some of the other committees that are trying to have some hearings on this, and I think the Democrats will stonewall it. They won't have those hearings. They were rushed to have a vote because this is what President Bush and the Democrats want. And there's going to be very little opposition. And unfortunately, this is what, when you go back to the Bilderberg meeting at the end of May, mm-hmm. early June, this was one of their number one priorities, was to get this passed and to mm-hmm. get the U.S. aboard in order to give the U.N. taxing authority. And the other thing was the North American Union raising the cost of gasoline to $6 and to break this country financially. Essentially, that's the game plan and
mm-hmm.
how they're going to do this. And we see this with the decline of the dollar, and we see our corporations being bought up by foreign entities and Canadian interests. There are mergers going on, and behind the scenes, the international corporate elites, the super elites, I know you talked about it, basically, if you go back to one of your prior guests, Barry Shamish, who's written many books on Israel, and he's written about the Sabbatean Zionists, who make up the majority of the Council on Foreign Relations. Prime Minister Omar is a CFR member. Perez is a CFR member. This is a game to control the world. It's against Christians. It's mm-hmm. also against the Torah and the Jewish people. This is a domination, and I think you used the term, Cainites.
Yeah, they're the Cainites.
They're the Cainites.
These are the Cainites, right? The
right,
sons of Cain.
Another interesting article today, I encourage people to read it, by Dr. Jerry Corsi, about who attended that meeting.
Yeah, the governor of Kansas, Kathy, huh?
Oh, yes, and you know why? Because she's part of the North American Union Highway.
Absolutely.
City.
NAFTA Superhighway.
Absolutely.
We're cutting right through. But it doesn't exist. It hasn't happened. And Jerry Corsi is on another trip.
Right, and when her aide, Seth Bundy, was asked a question about why she attended the secret meeting, he responded, quote, because she was invited, glibly. In other words, she uses taxpayers' money to attend secret meetings, and reveal mm-hmm. to her constituents and mm-hmm. to the taxpayers of the state of Kansas what that meeting was about and what her role was and what she discussed.
Yes.
It's insulting to the American people.
What do you expect from a woman who signed an executive order covering 25,000 of the state's 41,000 employees, prohibiting any job harassment against homosexuals, lesbians, bisexuals, and people who have undergone sexual reassignment surgery? What would you expect?
Well, I wouldn't expect anything less, but this is part of the agenda. Divide and conquer. That's what the
Good
hate
Lord.
Crime legislation.
Have mercy, yes.
Right. Divide, put one group against another, not promote unity, and to disparage Christianity, and also the Torah and religious faith. They want a one-world religion. They want the state supreme, Rick.
Well, the state will be run from Jerusalem. They will have control. It'll be a worldwide flood of lies and a worldwide control, and America will be their number one dumping ground. That's what they want. This is where the money is, Ernie. This is where the wealth is, and they're going to sap the rest of the wealth that they have stolen from us all of these years.
Absolutely.
The American people have no clue as to how bad it is and what's going to happen to them.
Oh, I know.
The
handwriting's on the wall. Internet stock bubble burst and the real estate industry burst and the loss of jobs. And when you see these foreign companies buy up these foreign entities buy up American corporations, guess where the jobs go? They don't stay here. They go to India. They go to China. And speaking of Iranian weapons, Rick, my last comment, I saw tonight on Lou Dobbs that Iraq is going to buy $100 million worth of small arms from, guess what, our good friend China.
Of course. And the beat goes on.
I don't see anybody saying, let's tackle China.
No, because it's all in the bag, my friend. Deceiving and being deceived. Thank you, Ernie. Tomorrow night, DV Kid will be our guest. Don't miss it. Be right back with Charlene next.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The New World Order thought police are on the run. Because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now, and we have some word here that Ed and Elaine Brown have been arrested now by the Gestapo without incident, we're told, and we don't have all the information, but that's what we're being told right now by people who are privy to the story. We'll have to see the news accounts, and Mike Chambers coming up is definitely going to be talking about this, I'm sure, in just a few minutes or so when his show begins. If we have any late-breaking information on it, then we definitely will let you know about the Elaine and Ed Brown situation in New Hampshire with their protest on constitutional grounds against the tax criminal. So, in any event, we just thought I'd mention that to you. Let me take another call right now as well. Charlene in Missouri. Hello.
Hi. Boy, yes. That last news you just put out really makes me heartsick.
Yeah.
It's just sort of crushing. It made me think of Bush. He said they hate us because of our freedoms.
Oh, my
At the rate he's going,
what freedoms?
Nobody ought to hate us anymore. There won't be any freedom left.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, I've been thinking about the Liberty all week, and I'm hoping you or somebody can clue me in. Didn't somebody recently, bigwig in the Navy, about on his deathbed or decided it was time to say all he knew? Isn't there somebody recently that confessed that he was intimidated?
We've heard that, but I haven't seen that story circulated recently. And I don't doubt it. There have been people, even in the Israeli Air Force, that were told, admitted that the Liberty was deliberately targeted. And one of the reasons that, what's his name, was killed there, the former Prime Minister Rabin was murdered by the Mossad, was the fact that he was in charge of the Israeli Defense Forces when they attacked our Liberty ship. And one of the reasons is, I think, that he was probably going to come clean on that attack at some point, as he was preparing a real serious effort with Chairman Arafat at the time to make peace once and for all. And I thought he was very serious, and he was eliminated from the scene. But he's the one that was in charge of the IDF when that attack took place, you know, Rabin.
Isn't it sort of like they eliminated those four people involved in the missing nuke
thing?
Also, I was curious, does anybody know, was the reconnaissance ship, did they have information that they were killing off the Egyptian prisoners in mass graves? I need to know how to document something.
Well, Jim Bamford has written about it. He's made that charge in his book, his two books, twice, on the Middle East, and Body of Secrets was the first book that Jim had written on the subject. You can read him on the Internet. Have you have access to the Internet?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, then you type in James Bamford, B-A-M-F-O-R-D,
Bam?
And the book's Body of Secrets.
B-A-M, like Stanford?
Yes, B-A-M-F-O-R-D, Bamford, Jim or James Bamford.
Uh-huh.
The author of the book, Body of Secrets. You can Google it.
Oh, wonderful.
And you look it up, and that's one of the charges that was made at the time and is contained in his books, by the way.
Oh, so I can document that for somebody.
Yes, you can cite it verse and chapter, my friend.
And is there anybody out there? I'm sure I heard somewhere, I obviously didn't have time to write it down, but somebody just recently was that had been intimidated that was in the Navy, and I don't know if he's on his deathbed or getting quite old, and he confessed that he knew differently than
my recollection is that you're right, but I don't remember exactly who it was.
Okay, well, maybe
someone may give us that information. Yes. All right,
great.
Charlene, and
thank you
for your kind thoughts and thoughts for the Browns as well now.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so
much. Good night. All right. Let's see. Who's next, Manny? Who is next? Let's see. We have a bevy. Oh, we have a few left. Somebody jumped ship. We've got Henrietta in Connecticut. All right. Hello, Henrietta.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Okay.
Here's the story.
Yeah,
I respect your opinions. Oh, by the way, the thing with the forward, it's the September 28th, 2007 issue of the forward, and it's on page A4.
Right.
A4. So
that's right, Henry.
Okay. If they want to see it. I respect your opinions, but when you were talking earlier about the stuff with the, you know, with the country, with all this intervention and internationalism and all this stuff, and you were saying that the primary thing is like morally. Now, that area I disagree with you in this way. Everything with this country is not always a moral or religious issue. And when I look back, you remember a guy, and I'll give you a breach one about the breach. You remember a guy named Yakov Spivak? Well, even if you don't, he was on JewishRadio.net and JewishRadioNetwork.net.
I don't
okay.
recall, but what
was
the point?
He was on shortwave. He's off now. And not just him. He's about 62 or so, but I talked to some people many years ago would kind of say the same thing.
And what is that, Henry?
That when these globalists, they think they know the American people and the American masses, but in many ways I think they really don't. Because I was told even when I was a boy that America was the American people now, not the leaders, but the people, they really weren't even into or even cared or even wanted to get involved with a lot of this international stuff with other nations.
No, that's right. So where do you disagree with what I'm saying?
Oh, well, what I'm saying is that I believe a lot of this stuff has to do with these people who are more of a treasonous and stuff that's forced on the masses.
Yeah, well, isn't
like,
that immoral?
But when you say moral, it's saying like as if the people like agree with them.
I see what you're saying. No. I never said that the people agree, but they certainly are letting them get away with it. Again, your point is well taken that in history, the American people have always had more sense than those globalists at the top who are trying to condition them for war and for interventionism. They instinctively knew that there was no reason to do what the globalists wanted. So the globalists owned the media, the press, the New York Times, the big papers, radio, and then television, and they could just hammer away at us and tell us what's good for us, whether we like it or not.
Well, that's what I'm saying, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this stuff by these people way back since 1913, they forced it, more or less forced everything on the people. Even with
the big media guns, definitely. The people had no choice but to either accept what they were told or question it. But you know what, Henry?
Yeah.
A lot more people questioned things then, I think, than in subsequent generations. Now that's coming back because of the Internet, where people are beginning to question. But over the last 25, 30 years, who was questioning anything? Really, when you come right down to it.
I heard some people do in the 80s, so they were in my high school.
Yeah, a handful. 80s. You know, here and there, there were a handful of thinkers. But most people today have been dumbed down by the media. So those that aren't dumbed down are turning to the Internet and turning to legitimate alternative sites like us and books and libraries that are still left on the shelves so they can read for themselves what actually history is all about, not what Spielberg has to say about history or some other crackpot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying, but I remember even Spielberg was saying that back when he was growing up, that America people were more isolationist. They weren't really interested in all these other cultures, and they weren't really interested in going to war really with anybody. Matter of fact, he even mentioned, he kept talking about Hitler and the Holocaust. He said that people even then, they didn't want to get involved with it unless they were attacked. And I think these globalists, they force this stuff, but...
Absolutely, you're right, Henry.
My psychology of America is that I think that American people would mostly prefer to probably stay with themselves. Maybe they would go with their European brethren if they go travel, you know, Europe or Australia
surely,
or something.
Surely, nothing
but
wrong with
I think they really are just interested in themselves, their own lives, money, and their own standard of living in their own country. And you have these people, even the rabbi was saying that. He said it, but he said it like in a negative way, that America should always be more open and be more concerned with the world and all that. And that's the thing. I think they're always trying
agenda.
To turn this country and this people into something it's not.
That's right.
And they've been doing it for almost 100 years, in all ways.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. And it
no, it
work.
Doesn't. No.
Yeah, that's
so
really the
agree,
problem.
We agree, actually, on just about all of this. And, you know, the important thing to remember is following the creation of the Federal Reserve, and then what happened was World War One.
Right.
The American people weren't too keen on that, but the Wilson and the CFR dragged us into it. The next thing was the result of that was a depression, and the American people were strongly isolationist and neutrality oriented in the 30s because they said, we've had enough of war, and we were told that World War One was going to straighten out this mess. We don't want it anymore. We're tired of it. And you know what? They said, to hell with you. You're going to go right back because we say so.
Yeah.
We're the ones that get to make the decisions, and your children will die for us.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing. I look back a lot of things. They just force stuff on the people, even culturally, economically.
But they can't force it on me, and they can't force it on you, because you question, and I question that.
Well, they can, but they still can have certain things where you have no choice, though. I mean, like, I'll give an example.
Give me an example.
I'll say this, I'm going to go. I know you have other callers.
I came
out of a place like New York. I ordered everything through the mail. I had a box of catalogs. And you know why? Because the places where I was, you had all nothing but all these foreigners owning the stores and mostly third world non-European people, and all they were selling is stuff that's crap and junk and stuff that falls apart. Not only that, but people who do, let's say, come home work at 5:30 or 6 or so in the evening, a lot of stuff wasn't open, you know, because they come from their countries where everything is sun up and sun down.
Sure.
Where I remember when most of the places were white-owned, or maybe African-American-owned and white-owned back in the 70s, things were open much later hours. They also sold things of better quality and so forth. So they try to force think all that stuff's good for the American people to grow and evolve. You had the choice
of cataloging.
Yeah,
so you really weren't trapped, and you didn't have your choice taken away.
Yeah, well, it took a while. I had to go search from different catalogs.
Well, you did it,
stuff,
though. That's the important thing.
Yeah, okay. All
right. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. 800-313-9443. Now, I think, is Joe next, Manny? I lost my calendar here. I lost my diaries. Who? It's Joe Church? All right. Hi, Joe. Here he is.
Hey, Rick.
Good evening.
Oh. How are you, Rick?
All righty.
We were talking earlier about... the Kenites.
Yes.
And their father, Cain.
Yes, and his father.
The book of Genesis.
Yes.
And his father was Satan or Lucifer.
And Esau in the middle there.
Yes. Yep. But you see, here's the crux of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the history book that I refer to. his story. It's the story of his people and those that they came in contact with. It's the true history book of all history books.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make a religion out of it, because it's not a religion. It's just a history. Many, many families put their family tree in the front of the Bibles, showing the generation to generation. I'd like to go over to Genesis 4, chapter 14. And this was Cain after he was cursed by the father. Behold, thou hast driven me out. This is verse 14, Genesis 4:14. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face, and from the face of the earth, mm-hmm. and from thy face shall I be hid. And mm-hmm. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. Was Cain saying this to the father? And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord set a mark, which is protection, upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And see, our political and religious leaders today, and educational and all other of the dynasties, what they do is they see the protection that's on Cain. They don't realize that Cain is being protected and that Cain has mixed in with the true Judaites, especially in 1967 when the Liberty was hit. That's when they took over Jerusalem and took over the true Jewish people,
mm-hmm.
The true Jews, the Judaites. And they don't realize that they're actually protecting Cain, because they slipped in unawares. And go over in Numbers 24:21. He looked on the Kenites and took up his parable and said, strong is thy dwelling place, and thou puttest thy nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenites shall be wasted. You see, the Kenites put their place, they mix in and put their nest in a rock. The true Judaites, they mix in with them.
Mm-hmm.
And see the protection that they gain from doing that?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
How many politicians realize that they're actually protecting Satan's children, hidden within the true Judaites? If they knew it, they'd beg for the mountains and rocks to fall on them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be so disgraced.
Yes.
So disgraced. But these are your political and religious leaders. And, Rick, I've talked to some of the biggies. I don't know why, but I was in their company. But the first question I asked them, do you know who the Kenites are? And I waited for the answer. Depending on how they answered it, I knew exactly where they were coming from. And, boy, they have no idea who the Kenites are, even though it's so documented in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't got the eyes to see it. And they will. In the end times, if you don't know who the Kenites are, you definitely will worship the false Messiah.
And there will be many who might know who they are that will, unfortunately, give in to them anyway.
Well,
there will be some who will, shall we say, that will knuckle under and give in and lose their own soul.
Well, I mean, you know, if they knowingly do so, that's very serious, especially when Satan appears on the earth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when the unforgivable sin can be committed for the first mm-hmm. time ever.
Yep.
Rick, Deuteronomy chapter 32, this is the song that the overcomers were singing when they were meeting Jesus in the end of the age,
mm-hmm.
which is now. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God. To gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, mm-hmm. whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten God that formed thee. You see, they're chasing after the Kenite devils.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know it.
Right. You are absolutely 1,000,000% right.
You know, over in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, chapter 2 gives a big long listing of the true sons of Judah, the true Judaites. This one begat, this one begat, this one begat, this one. In verse 55, and the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez the Teratites, the Shimeatites, the Shushatites. These are the Kenites that came of Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. You see, these Kenites were the scribes for their scriptures,
mm-hmm.
and for their bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it the same today, Rick?
Nothing new under the sun.
Who's doing their bookkeeping today up there on the old Wall Street?
Hmm.
You know, Wall Street, one of these days, is going to become known as the real Wailing Wall.
Yes, and the cash register, yes.
You know, but you see, the Kenites always in that place of the scriptures and the bookkeeping, the money tills, and
they, the Kenites, are the judgment seat, the correction rod for us, my friend. And
they're
our judgment, no question about it. All right.
Rick.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Rick.
Good night. We'll take Leslie next as we continue with Uncensored Radio Free America right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Radio Avenger Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're getting information on the Browns in New Hampshire, the purported arrest of them, supposedly, and without incident, and that will be brought to you. I think we'll have all that information on Mike's show coming up, so don't miss it. Right now, let's take Leslie in Virginia.
Hi,
Hello,
Rick.
Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Rick. I just want to make a quick note for your readers. They need to go to usliberty.org. And the Admiral gave the, LBJ gave the order to the Admiral to sink that GD ship. Now, we've got Hillary Clinton, the warmonger, who always plays the victim routine, sitting on the arms and services.
And switches positions every week.
Excuse me. Well, she's a Bilderberger, and the point is she's nothing but a puppet for the National Council of Foreign Relations. People know this. The word's getting out. And she just does what she's ordered to do, because in the beginning of the show, you were asking for a congressional investigation. Well, how can we get a congressional investigation on this when today you're witnessing Blackwater and the you have the U.S. Department telling the Congressional Committee that they cannot reveal anything, or everything's under national security about the operations in Iraq. It's a, quote, state secret.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a joke? We put $200 million over that in Iraq. Now they're trying to do everything to push us into war with Iran. Everything, you name it, they're doing it. And they're telling this committee that Waxman's overseas that dealing with the corruption in the Malachi government, that all this information, including broad statements and assessments, is a, quote, national security secret. Now, I mean, how much are we going to put up with, Rick? Now, either they have an investigation or they don't. As far in my viewpoint, granting immunity to Blackwater is we're reaching to the point of obstruction of justice. This is where we are. Either we have accountability and transparency.
Well, you know, the Democrats react just like reactionaries. When Blackwater is in the news, they jump to the tune of the media, and they say, we're going to take away their immunity now, right? Well, they should have never been granted immunity in the first place.
Well, they've done absolutely nothing.
And they've allowed it in case after case after case.
Well, worse yet, Rick, this little game that's being played, having the so-called private army, all it is doing is creating hatred against this country. And what is this doing? It's creating and empowering the New World Order. That's all it's doing with this massive retaliation against this country. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got to demand accountability. And because as far as I'm concerned, close the damn investigation down. If you either you have an investigation and you report back to the people, or forget it. Because I can tell you, the Italians are just fed up with this. And I'll tell you where this came from. This came from Joel Skolson's World Affairs briefing. You can go to that. And the title is State Department Protection Bracket. And this is where you had one of the Italian reporters killed and the other one maimed, and there was an investigation. Now, let me give you this quote here. So,
yeah, we're almost at the end. Go ahead, Leslie.
Okay. The quote was, the Italian magistrate who looked at the investigation told Skolson this summer he had lost all confidence in the interest of the American participants to establish the facts. They were more interested in covering up what happened, not getting the truth. We have got to demand accountability.
Okay, yes, indeed.
We have only ourselves to blame to put up with this.
Amen. Thank you, Leslie. We're out of time. Sorry.
No
Those
problem.
Of you on the line, we couldn't get to you. Tomorrow night, we'll be back with DV Kid, News with Views. I'm Rick Adams. Great program, as always. See you tomorrow night.
It's true.